Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric. Ooh la la, it's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes, you know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets, more freshness, more softness, less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. Thank you for listening. All my people inside, outside, the highways, the byways, relaxing, rolling, driving, working, whatever you're doing. Thank you for listening. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've had a busy show. Major League Baseball Home Run Derby going on tonight. Last night, we had some big things taking place in Miami, Florida. Bad things in Miami, Florida. Colombia, Argentina. These two teams, Argentina won. The Colombian fans, well, they lost. And, man, there was a lot of violence outside of the stadium as well. We spoke to Scott Agnes from Fieldhouse Files, came through and talked about Caitlin Clark getting ready to finish the first half of her rookie season. And what comes in the second half? Well, you got to go back and hit rewind for our conversation with Scott. And as we continue on, let's talk some football. It was SEC Media Day. Right before we went to break, we talked about Calvin Johnson finally getting the love that he deserves. It was announced today that he's going into the Lions version of the Hall of Fame, which is the pride of the Lions. Can't call it the Hall of Fame. This is too generic. So after Calvin Johnson, who, by the way, has been gone now since 2015, went into the Hall of Fame in 2021. Time flies, doesn't it? NFL training camps are getting ready to get underway. I told you it was SEC Media Day. And so we got a lot to discuss over the next 2 hours. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. And boom, we pop right on up. So we'll get into NFL training camps, and we got more to do. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you use the internet, you can find me everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Let's go ahead and talk to Eddie. Eddie's calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief show. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's happening, JR? Big fan. Listen on a regular basis. Believe it or not, I'm a big Lions fan out here in California. How you doing, man?
I ain't got no complaints, man. What's up?
Hey, so listen, everything you said about Calvin, absolutely true. There's only one thing that I just maybe want to possibly, no disrespect here, man, just want to possibly clear up in case any of your listeners might get a possible misconception. Everything you said, you know, about the Fords, you know, cheap asses and everything else, absolutely true. You know, they ought to be grateful for Barry and ought to be grateful for Calvin. Again, absolutely true. The only thing, though, man, is that Calvin and his relationship with the Fords, and in this case, Sheila Ford Hemp, it's been mended for a couple of seasons now or a couple of years. So I don't want anybody out there possibly, again, no disrespect, possibly get the misconception that this is just something brand new. He and Barry have been, quote-unquote, ambassadors for a while. They've been cool with the Fords. Thankfully, they got their heads out of their tails, and they knew what they did to Calvin as far as the million-plus that you're talking about. That was a raw deal. That was totally wrong. And they knew that they needed Calvin in their corner, you know, to represent the team. Happy for Calvin. I got a couple of chances there to see him in person. The guy was an amazing athlete, physically imposing, an amazing wide receiver. But again, I just wanted to throw that out there. They've been cool for a couple of seasons now.
Well,
and
Eddie,
very happy.
Well, thank you, Eddie. I don't think there were any misconceptions. And so the man has been gone since 2015. It's almost 10 years later. And so when you think about a few seasons, he started to show up more frequently over the past year. That's a big old gap. And the story is, this is the story. This is one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. This is one of the best players in the organization's history. They asked the guy for money back. They asked him for his signing bonus back, and he said, screw y'all. Like, that's the story, and they finally mended it. And so whether or not he showed up for a couple of months or it's been a few years, yeah, it's taken time. And we can thank Mike Dissonar for helping to tie a lot of that together. But finally, he's getting his just due, and that's what matters. And God bless the Lions. I know they're your team. It's you expect a Super Bowl this year, right? When is the last time you expected the Lions to win a Super Bowl?
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. Again, this season, highest expectations I've probably ever had. Again, I just don't want it to sound like it's something
hold on, Eddie.
That started today.
Eddie.
No. The beef was there for
Eddie.
Eddie,
you're on hold now, Eddie. Eddie, I think I described this accurately, and I got to be honest, Eddie. I don't think too many people care about when and how long. The fact is, the guy's last season was 2015. Okay, they decided to induct him this year. Over the past year, he started going to the games. Over the past several years, they've mended this. Eddie, that's the story. Hickey, what day did the Lions and Calvin Johnson have lunch to try to make things better? was it last year? I mean, we're splitting. No, everybody knows this didn't pop up today, Eddie. Everybody knows that. Look, anyone who's been in any type of relationship, things take years. Things take time to build up, to deteriorate, to fall apart. I don't think Calvin Johnson just woke up today and just, we're putting him in the pride of the... Yeah, it's taking time. He's talked about this I've talked about this on here. Damn it, I've talked about this since 2021. I've talked about this before that. So thank you. Thank you so much to Eddie for calling from California. Eddie, nobody's worrying about that too much. Worry about the Lions. Worry about Dan Campbell and what he does at the end of a game. We'll find out soon enough. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. You know, speaking of Dan Campbell, Hickey, I learned something today. You ready for this?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
You know that the new college football game came out today, right?
Yes, sir.
So the game is out. Did you buy it yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I'm too cheap for that.
Oh, so you're never going to buy it?
No. I'm just going to wait till Friday when the price goes down.
The price goes down 4 days after it gets released?
Yes. Oh, yeah. So if you, it's like a, they basically sold in like three packages.
Oh, my God.
The cheapest package is Friday. That's just like the game. And it's like an MVP package where you get it earlier, which is today. For more money, predictably.
What a man. So I saw a gameplay today, and it was of a kicker, and it showed how difficult it is for people to kick the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you got to catch the slider in the middle for the right power. And there were jokes online about how you have to be a surgeon to just kick the football. And I saw some of the comments. A lot of the commentary was basically, who buys a video game to kick the ball? Like, you're supposed to go for it on fourth and a million, fourth and 99. You don't kick, you don't punt, you just go for it. And one of the comments that I saw, somebody said, I'm Dan Campbell in this game. I'm going for it every time. And I just had to laugh.
He's not going to run from that. That is for sure. Hey, he is the real life version of all of us playing the video game.
So, fourth and 99, Dan Campbell is going for it, right?
Yes. I mean, he's an aggressive man. Why not?
Fourth and 99. All right, well, we'll see what happens with the Lions soon enough. They got all the talent in the world. You see, Hickey, I don't know if his aggressiveness is going to win them a Super Bowl, though. That's just me. Like, turn it down, tune it down just a little bit. Can you turn it down just a little? You got to go on it every time.
There definitely is a fine line between aggressive and reckless, and I think Dan does toe the line. The one defense I'll come to him for is he was aggressive all year, right? Like, he didn't do anything in that NFC title game that was different than the regular season. I'll give him credit that, sure, you could argue, if you want, that those two decisions in terms of going forward instead of kicking the field goal cost the Lions a trip to the Super Bowl. What I'll say, at least in his defense, is at least he stuck to his guns. It didn't change the way he coaches because the stage got bigger. I think you can take away from that as a Lions fan of positivity of the moment is never going to be too big for Dan Campbell. We've seen that for players and coaches be their kryptonite.
You know what? At least, and I'll give him credit, they win, they play for him. They got something to stand for. You look, how about this? I know the Lions slogan. I don't know if it's changing year over year or what. It's grit. And maybe it's because I saw it in Hard Knocks, but it's grit. The players want to play for him. They respect him. They've taken on his energy, his vibe. Before him, who cares? You know, that's just what it is. Who cares? Just a massive disappointment. So, hey, congratulations again to Calvin Johnson. And for the Lions fans that hear me, we're actually talking about the Lions in a positive way. Enjoy that. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. NFL training camps are underway. Lions will be in action, too. You want to think about some of the teams that are already in action. We got a bunch of rookies who are reporting to camp this week. And then, if you're a Chicago Bears fan, you don't have to wait too much longer either, because the Bears and the Texans, they report to camp this week. Why? Because they will be playing in the Hall of Fame game August 1st in Canton. Yes, this sounds crazy. Hickey, I get it. It's a sad state of affairs. but in 2 weeks, there's going to be NFL football. I just said it was 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago, the last time we saw Calvin Johnson on a football field. It's going to be 2 weeks, and then we have NFL football. Like, time really flies. Rookies, go ahead,
crazy.
Hickey.
No, I was going to say, that's crazy. It feels like the summer's like, it almost feels like in a way the summer's over, which stinks, but.
August 1st.
Flying.
It is. All 32 clubs will be in camp by July 24th. Think about what's taken place so far in this offseason. 8 teams have new head coaches. You got Harbaugh back in the NFL with the Chargers. Dave Canales gets a chance and an opportunity with the Panthers coming from Tampa. Mike McDonald's up in Seattle. We have no Belichick. We have no Carroll. Brian Callahan gets a shot with Tennessee. Antonio Pierce has a full-time job now. No more sitting around hoping and waiting. Davante Adams. I guess he's the new coach of the Raiders, too, by the way. He's just like, yeah, I approved of Jimmy Garoppolo getting the boot. You know what? Speaking of Davante Adams, let's take a break. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. There's been a lot said about Davante Adams, where he's going to play, who he's sitting down. Let's talk Davante and the potential of him going to the New York Jets. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, talked about NFL training camp. We got Houston. We got the Bears. They're getting going this week. We got a bunch of rookies who are showing up for camp. By the time we get to July 24th, everybody will be in camp. Everybody. Now, talked about new faces and new places. One guy who he's not going anywhere, but he can expect to be the full-time guy is Antonio Pierce. He's now the full-time head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. And at this point in time, for whatever reason, there's a lot of talk about his star wide receiver. We talked about Calvin Johnson ultimately finally getting a lot of love shown by the Detroit Lions. They're putting him in their version of the Hall of Fame. Well, Devontae Adams is still one of the best wide receivers in the game. Just last week on the Netflix show Receivers, he pretty much said that they needed his blessing, or he blessed the demotion of Jimmy Garoppolo to the bench and the elevation of Aiden O'Connell, who ultimately went out there and threw 12 touchdowns. Now, despite all of that, and despite Devontae Adams telling everybody, yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo needed to sit if they wanted to keep me, there have been some rumors and jokes about Calvin Johnson leaving the Raiders. There have been jokes about Calvin Johnson going to the Jets? What? Huh? How about this? Boomer Esiason from WFAN New York City, a former MVP and television analyst, morning show host in New York City. Listen to what Boomer Esiason says he's heard through the grapevine about Devontae Adams.
I'm hearing that this is going to happen, if it does happen, somewhere in late August, early September.
Really?
Yeah, and the cap hit for him is $25 million.
Why would it take that long?
I'm not sure about why it would take that long, but Devontae's never going to come out publicly and say, I want to leave the Raiders. But you do hear in this wide receiver program where he does this, I got to get out of here before I get killed. I mean, he says that, but I don't see him saying that publicly. I don't see him going to the media and saying, get me out of here. I can see him saying to his agent, much like he did it to Green Bay, the same type of thing.
Wow. Okay. That's someone who played in New York. This is a guy who's playing right now. Listen to Breece Hall, the running back for the New York Jets. He was on Up and Adams. And Breece Hall was making jokes that, oh, yeah, you know, one day he could be my teammate.
I mean, are you going to be competing with touches of Devontae?
Nah, I'm getting the ball the second most regards. Devontae, he knows he's going to get his, but I'm definitely going to be.
I'm sorry. Is Devontae a Jet?
Hey, you never know. You never know. We're always talking. We're always scheming.
I said they have to. That you guys should maybe go all in.
Yeah,
and
I think we should
make a big addition. You think we should?
I'm on board.
Okay. And that's Boomer Esiason, former player. That's Breece Hall, current active running back. What about the quarterback for the New York Jets? What about the guy who used to throw passes to Devontae Adams? This is what Aaron Rodgers said, jokingly, of course, to Vegas Sports Today.
I think Luke Getsy's going to utilize Devontae Adams good in the new Raiders offense.
I love Luke Getsy. He's a fantastic coach.
Awesome.
Love to I love hear Devontae. It. Can't wait to play with him.
Awesome.
Again.
Great. Love to hear it.
Yeah.
Hickey, there's something here, right? Is this what this is? Like reality? Or are these just a bunch of guys joking around being funny with each other?
Could be a dream. I don't know if that dream, or I don't see that dream coming to fruition or coming to reality in 2024 at least. But one can dream, right?
What in the hell do the New York Jets have that they're just going to just give the Raiders to get Devontae Adams in? And why would they?
I'm with you. That's my big question. Why would the Raiders feel the need to trade away still their best receiver to one team? If you're going to trade him, wouldn't you want to drum up a market? You know, maybe get multiple teams interested, drive the price up, get your best value back. I mean, they're talking about it like he's, you know, like he's a free agent almost. And it's like, oh yeah, Devontae, like, yeah, he'll be a Jet. Well, what could the Jets offer him that the Raiders are going to say, absolutely, let's do the deal?
Well, the man, and we know NFL contracts are full of funny money and guarantees and what have you. The guy is under a 5-year contract. He's not a free agent until 2027. Now, I'm sure you could do some maneuvering and lop and chop that off. That just sounds too rich. I don't know. I guess a lot of the guys are just joking around, but we've seen odd things happen. I'll put it to you this way. Do I expect anything from the Raiders this year? No. You know, on Friday, we played a joke between the St. Brown brothers, Amon-Ra and Equanimeous, who now plays for the Saints. And he basically told his brother on their co-hosted podcast, you and the Saints, the whole organization, y'all know damn well y'all are not competing and playing for a Super Bowl. Y'all know that. Nobody in the building is waking up saying, oh, man, we're going to go out here and win the Super Bowl. It's not happening. The Lions think that they can and they will. We know what the Raiders think. The Las Vegas Raiders think that this is just a joke of a season. Nobody is waking up going, Aiden O'Connell is going to lead us to the promised land. Antonio Pierce is just trying to bring relevancy. And I want to say a steady hand to this organization, because for whatever reason, the Raiders are always in the news, and it's not for good reasons. Now, if Davante Adams wants to be traded and he's moved, then, yeah, there you go. You got another joke. You got another funny. You got another ha-ha at the expense of the Raiders. Because to have Aiden O'Connell and have the next best wide receiver, and we haven't even seen him out there yet, potentially be somebody like Brock Bowers? Come on now. Who's showing up to see that? The answer is nobody. You know, if Boomer Esiason is right, we'll wait until August and see what happens. But I don't see him leaving. In August, I feel like they would have gone through this already. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I guess this is the time for people to tell jokes, right? Tyreek Hill, always one for jokes, unless it's about his money. Just last week, he's given out his top five quarterbacks, put Baker Mayfield on the list, didn't want to mention the guy who plays up in Buffalo, said it's because he wants to be a troll. He wouldn't mention a name like Josh Allen. Tyreek Hill, he just needs to work for Tua Tagovailoa. Whenever Tua Tagovailoa gets paid, he needs to give Tyreek Hill a commission, because I feel like Tyreek Hill, speaking of wide receivers in the NFL, he's doing more stumping for his quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, than Tua Tagovailoa's own agents are probably bigging him up. Tyreek Hill was on ESPN, and he said that Tua deserves a massive extension. Listen to this.
For people to, like, sit here and try to discredit Tua and say, you know, he's not deserving of a contract is wild to me, man, because a lot of guys on the team understands his value and understands, you know, that we need him. Like, we need his leadership. We need, you know, his mindset. Like the mindset that he brings into each and every week is there. Like, it's like Terminator almost, man. So I feel like he should be one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league. You know, obviously save some room for me, but we're going to get into that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I knew that part was coming. Save some of that money for me. Wow. Hickey, I can't remember the last time that you don't see this in the NFL. When it comes to players and contracts, people stay out of everybody's business. In the case of Tyreek Hill, he's been an advocate for Tua Tagovailoa since he showed up. I mean, even when it came down to before they played one game together, he was just raving about Tua's accuracy. At one point, I remember him saying that Tua was more accurate than Patrick Mahomes. And it's just like, well, damn. Okay, we get it. And this is a nice guy. He doesn't have to say anything about Tua's contract. Nothing. He doesn't have to say diddly. But every chance and opportunity he gets, he says something. I don't know. Maybe he's the best guy. He knows he's going to deliver him the ball. He knows that he's going to be under contract and he's going to get paid. So he wants to keep Tua around versus bringing in the great unknown. There's just something odd about one player always boosting up another one, and not boosting him up as a player, but specifically talking about his contract all the damn time.
Doesn't it feel forced? Like you said, he talks about it so much and, like, makes sometimes over-the-top assertions, like calling Tua the second-best quarterback in all the NFL. It almost feels like ever since he was traded to the Dolphins that he's trying to justify, like, the move. and almost is trying to like get back at the Chiefs or try to like show how good he is now. And, you know, hey, you think you dumped me, but I'm actually thriving here. Look at me. That's really at least the vibe I get, because he's consistent. I guess that's, you know, credit there a little bit. But like you said, like everything he says about Tua, while it's all positive, it also feels very forced as well.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal is. Like, he wants a new contract, obviously. And maybe he is so comfortable with Tua, he just wants to, I guess, keep him around. I don't know. Odd business here. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I mean, I don't want to say it's tough getting paid in the NFL, but when you think about how contracts are handed out in the NBA, the NFL right now, certain people, you got to wait your turn, right? We see T. Higgins playing for one of the cheapest organizations in all of sports, the Cincinnati Bengals. T. Higgins has got to play out this season on the franchise tag, $21 million, because Ja'Marr Chase is going to get paid and Burrow is going to get paid for the next forever. And so how many dudes are you going to hand out massive contracts to? You got to spread the wealth out. Tell the quarterbacks to take less. Tell them to learn from Jalen Brunson. 855-212-4227. Different sports, but anyway. David is calling from Massachusetts. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, David?
Yeah, I just called to say, what's up, Doc?
Oh, hello.
Oh, my God.
Hickey, at least we got a hello out of him, right?
Give you a what's up, dog? I like that.
Yeah, what's up, dog? How you doing, man? You good?
Good. Hey. How you doing? What's up, dog?
I'm good. Hey, David, your phone, I don't know what happened. Marco, help him fix his phone. What happened?
Can't help you. I also thought he said, what's up, doc? I thought you were Bugs Bunny now.
Nah, dog. Hold on. Let's see. He's still here. Hey, David, you got better reception?
Yeah, I hear you good.
Oh, I didn't hear you good. You have a question?
Since I just called to say hello, going to give you an opportunity to ask me a question. Do you have a problem I could solve since I called and waste your time?
No, you didn't call and waste my... No, I was just happy to hear from you. So happy update.
Thank you.
All right. Well, have a good night, okay?
Okay, kid.
My man. There you go. I like him. Mark, I'm going to give him your personal cell phone number next time, okay?
Negative.
855.
Although it sounds like, you know what? I may not hear him anyway, so it's good.
And thank you, David, for calling from Massachusetts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. Yeah, we might got some NFL teams that are reporting to training camp this week. It is SEC Media Day. We had some folks who chatted today. We're going to have some folks who chatted tomorrow. And how about the commissioner of the SEC? He wanted to make something very clear to everybody who would listen. A matter of fact, you'll hear from him on the other side of the break.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Look around. What do you see? cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it. Auto Trader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about NFL training camps and wide receivers like Davante Adams. There's so many rumors about him being traded before the season starts. You got Tyreek Hill trying to be the biggest chief advocate for Tua Tagovailoa. And while all of this is still going on, we've had a few things that are taking place. Let me get this one out the way first. This is the bad news. This is what happens over the weekend. People get into trouble. They find things they don't need to get into. Jordan Addison just finished his first year with the Minnesota Vikings. And I guess before he goes to training camp, he needed to get a little fun out of his system. This is the bad news. Type of fun. After hauling in 900 plus yards receiving and 10 touchdowns as a rookie receiver this past weekend, well, it's unfortunate. Listen to this ABC7 news report.
A former USC receiver is facing DUI charges after he was found asleep at the wheel near LAX. 22-year-old Jordan Addison, now a receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, was found Friday night in a Rolls Royce. The car was blocking lanes of traffic from the westbound 105 freeway to the northbound Sepulveda Boulevard. The Vikings issued a statement saying they are currently gathering more information regarding this incident.
Come on. Oh, my God. Hickey, a Rolls Royce, just a guy sleep in a Rolls Royce is just not that the car should matter, but you are bigger. Hey, come over here. Come stop me. Come give me a ticket. Come a Rolls Royce. Things are big as houses.
And there's a lot of things there that should be red flags, including the car.
Sleep. Rolls Royce blocking lanes and near the airport. Good luck, man. Like, we just had this. Oh, don't get me started on Gundy again down in Oklahoma State. The Minnesota Vikings just drafted a guy last week who died in a car. Come on. It's sickening, man. Find something better to do. Hey, get a car. Hickey, they have driver services for these dudes. Come on. The Players Association has rides for the players. They don't have to pay to go anywhere. That's crazy.
That you can make the case that the NFL should punish players for DUI more than even the law does. Because they have resources accessible that the normal folk like you and I don't even have. So it just makes it more stupid to do something like this.
And they don't. They can, but they choose not to.
You're right.
That man will be in training camp for the Minnesota Vikings next week. Come on now. 855-212-4227. Amongst everything else going on, today was SEC Media Day. Now, we got some more folks that get to chat tomorrow. Georgia Bulldogs. We'll hear from Kirby Smart and what have you. But there's so much added attention onto the SEC right now. Because they got Texas in. They got Oklahoma in. You know, last week we talked about it. There are even more conversations right now about maybe one day potentially adding in a Florida State or a Clemson. Teams that are rumored to want to bounce out of the ACC. And why not? Because there's so much money, more money, in some of these other conferences. And so Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, he spoke to the media today in Dallas, not in Birmingham. He had a new location. And he had some questions that he needed to answer. Like basically telling everybody out the gate, stop asking me about Florida State and Clemson, because me, I'm the commissioner. I'm not a recruiter.
We're focused on our 16. I've said before at Media Days, I'm not a recruiter. My job is to make sure we meet the standard of excellence that we have for ourselves on a daily basis. That attracts interest. It's done that with the two universities that we've added this year. They're not the only phone calls I've ever had, but I'm not involved in recruitment. Our presidents have been clear that I am not going to entangle us in litigation around expansion. And so I pay attention, but I'm not engaged in those conversations.
Oh, well, there you have it. There's your answer. I'm not answering any questions about two teams that are not in the conference because we don't need no damn lawsuits. I don't need the ACC suing me and costing me my job saying that I'm trying to rip somebody out of their current agreement. Florida State and Clemson will do it on their own. They don't need help. Anyway, that's not the only thing that Greg Sankey said. Because with all of this movement, with all the NIL deals and the players moving around and transfer portals and teams moving and switching conferences, Greg Sankey said, listen, people, pay attention. Listen to me. There is no set path for college athletics. The world is different now. Get used to it.
It's time to update your expectations for what college athletics can be. And many of you have written or opined about this being a unique time for college athletics. Time for movement, obviously, and a time of change. And we as leaders are responsible for navigating what really are, for us in college sports, uncharted waters of change. And we're doing so at a time when the pressures to recruit, to win, to draw people in are just as high as they've ever been. But we've added a set of external factors. The litigation that presses in, state-level legislation, conversations with Congress, and the emergence of the next great idea that is sold or pitched as something that will quickly and fully resolve the issues currently faced in college sports. But the reality is there is no easy button we can just go push to resolve the issues we face. And there's no magic pill. And anytime you go through a reset, it is difficult.
Damn. Hickey, why does he make college sports sounds like it's the end of the world?
That was extreme.
Yeah, that was pretty miserable sound. He could have just said, I don't have any answers, okay? I'm in this with y'all. He's just like it's doomsday right now for college. Like, whoa, bro, relax.
Players getting paid, I guess, for some college directors, people involved in college athletics, that is doomsday for them.
Well, I mean, let's think about everybody that's bailed over the past few years. What was the old president's name of the NCAA? Chris Emmert?
Oh, Mark Emmert.
Mark. Gone. He's gone. He left. Coach K is gone. Nick Saban is gone. Nick Saban told you out the gate, there's so much change. The players and their families are asking for money. It's like, man, I ain't doing this anymore. Y'all can keep this. Speaking of Nick Saban, there was one guy who was not there. He's a part of the media now because he ain't coaching. He is certainly, he still wasn't there. His name is Nick Saban. Nick Saban did not make it to Media Day, and there's a very good reason. Take a listen to what Nick Saban said earlier today on Get Up.
That's a little different. I've never won a credential in my life and was always for 17 years able to get into SEC Media Day without a credential. I had to go back to the room today and get my credential to get in. So that's one of the biggest changes I see. It's not like it used to be.
Oh, yes. What happens when you're not a coach? You need a credential. I mean, this is not Tuscaloosa. It's not Alabama. Like, walking around saying I'm Nick Saban is not going to just get the job done. Welcome to the other side, Nick Saban. That and the fact that he's made more money than everybody, has more championships than everybody. Hick, you know what I'm going to miss, though, with Nick Saban? No more, and I hate when the coaches would do this, no more angry press conferences. Like, this man spoke all these years about all the rat poison that his students would kind of suck in with the media. And so what does that make him right now?
The rat poison feeder?
The rat poison.
I guess. If he compliments Alabama this year?
Like, yeah, right? I mean, somebody has to bring all these years that he has basically bashed the media. Now Nick Saban is on the other side. I don't want to say he's one of us, but things are a little bit different. What is he doing? He's doing pregame, right?
That, doing college game day. I'm not sure if, like, right. I think that's it. I don't know if there's any expanded role. I mean, I know ESPN loves to use their talent, so I'm sure you'll see him all, you know, maybe a Sports Center hit here, Get Up hit there, First Take. Oh, him and Stephen A., you want to see him yell.
Oh, my God.
That could be some fireworks.
Why doesn't he just get together with his buddy Belichick? And why don't they do a podcast?
Maybe they will. Maybe it's in the works.
I assume there are probably four or five relevant podcasts called Coach's Corner, right? I assume. Right? If I Google Coach's Corner, how many podcasts come up? Like a million?
You're probably right. Yeah. That seems like a D3 head coach and like a, you know, D2 special teams coordinator. Coach's Corner.
Coaches, well. They can do Coach's Corner. Whose name would go first? Belichick, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, right?
I mean, Saban has more titles, right? As a head coach, he's got 7?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you count in Belichick and then sign with the Giants, he got 8.
True. Wow, that's a great question. That could be the first episode of the pod.
What?
Whose name goes first?
Whose name? Just Coach's Corner. Old retired guys. That's it. No names necessary. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Home Run Derby is going on. And I got to tell you, there's something that took place right before the Home Run Derby that has gotten more attention than the Home Run Derby. And it is not a good thing. I'm going to fill you in on the other side of the break. Plus, it seems that we got a little bit of controversy with Team USA Basketball. And how, who, why, when, and where Kawhi Leonard went home. We'll talk about it here. Don't move.
Look around. What do you see? Cars. Lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Master outdoor cooking this summer with the Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook, the inspiring and practical new guide from Stephen Ranella, host of the Meat Eater podcast and television show. With over 100 recipes for meat, fish, poultry, and game birds, accompanied by lush photography and easy-to-follow tips, the Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook is the ultimate guide to open-air cooking. Whether you've hunted the ingredients yourself or forged them from the supermarket. Because food just tastes better when it's caught, cooked, and eaten outside. The Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook by Stephen Ranella is available now.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.